Hello, everyone.
Hi, hey, Bruce.
Lauren Lester.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Are you good?
And lady. Sorry. So,
were you involved in the remastering of these episodes?
I was not.
No?
No.
So, when the first time you saw them, what was the reaction?
I think they look great. I'm dying to look to actually give them each one of them a real good look through, because I've only seen just like clips, but I'm a little nervous because it's like it's probably going to bring up a lot of the flaws that I see when I watch the show, but yeah, I'm excited about it.
How do you feel about bringing, after 25 years, bringing this to a new generation of Batman fans? Because this was like one of the most iconic Batman series of all time.
I mean, it seems like it's kind of really never completely gone away. There's a whole group of people who grew up with the show, and they're now grown-ups, and they're introducing their kids to it and stuff. So I feel like it's kind of like just been kind of generational so far. So, yeah, it's awesome.
Did you feel sort of about my voice?
I hear you.
The Godfather. I'm from Latin America. This is going to be the first time that we are going to see the complete series.
Oh.
How do you feel knowing that you are going to have a lot of new followers because of this?
Well, I would hope I would. I would. I mean, again, when I look at the show, all I see is the flaws. I know that sounds weird from people who grew up on the show, and they go, oh, no, it's wonderful. It's a masterpiece. But I look at it, and I go, oh, I wish I'd done that different. I wish I'd done that differently.
Is there one specifically that comes to mind?
No. No. I don't want to give you fuel for that. But when we did the show, this was like years before like Marvel did their movies or anything, and before the Harry Potter movies and stuff. So, I mean, so cinema and TV have gone so far beyond that I hope people look at these and still appreciate them for what they are. I hope they don't look old-fashioned or whatever, but I have no power over that. So I'm hoping that they'll see them and love them.
For those who are new to the series, is there one episode that you think would encapsulate what the whole series is about?
You know, it's funny because my daughter, strangely enough, had never seen the show up until just recently. She's 22, and so she said, "I want to see your Batman show." So I figured, okay, I would curate the show for her, and it was like I would go through it and go, "Ah, no, that's not a good one. That's not a good one. Oh, that's a good one, but So I think, weirdly enough. And again, this is probably only my personal preference just because it was the very first episode that I worked on. But I still think On Leather Wings is a really good show. I think it's a really good starter. It doesn't have any of the big villains in it. It doesn't have the Joker, Poison Ivy, Two-Face, or anybody. But it's kind of just sets the tone for the show, I think. It's kind of a good, you know, teaser. So I think that's a good place to start. And it's tricky. Like, the Joker is like the most popular character or one of the most popular villains, but I don't think the Joker shows were all very good up until, like, we took us a while to find our voice for the Joker. So I think, like, the first really good Joker show is probably Joker's Favor. So that's a good one. And, of course, it's the first Harley show as well. So the
Batman Animated Series is credited for being, like, a real dark show, like, kind of changed the landscape from animation. Do you feel like it kind of started a new wave where people were taking animation as a storytelling, not just for kids, it was like more of a storytelling process that kind of brought shows into a more approachable, acceptable thing for adults to watch too? Because I know plenty, as an adult, I got into animation.
Right.
People are more willing to accept animation as just a storytelling method as opposed to something for children.
Yes and no. I think there's some of that, definitely. Also, I think on the opposite end of the spectrum is shows like, you know, The Simpsons, which was, you know, obviously a comedy show. But again, it was a show for everybody, not just for kids. So I think it's something that the animation genre in America has always kind of struggled with. It's like, for a long period of time, cartoons were basically just for kids. You know, it's like, yeah, adults wouldn't be watching them. I think we still struggle with that a little bit. It's certainly not at the level of, like, you know, like in Japan where, you know, literally everybody from, you know, kids to grandmas, you know, watch animation. But I think it helped. I think it certainly helped. It was, I think, one of the first successful adventure shows, adventure cartoons that... I mean, that was certainly what we aimed at. Was like, we wanted to make a show that kids can watch and appreciate, and that their parents can sit there and watch it with them and not be bored, and actually feel like, oh yeah, we can get involved in this as well. So it certainly seemed like that kind of hit that sweet spot.
there any storylines that you never got the chance to do that if you go back?
I don't want to go back and do anything. You know, people talk about that all the time. They say, oh, yeah, when are you going to go back and make some more of those? And it's just kind of like, that's kind of asking for trouble, you know, because it's like, it's such a good thing of what it is that, you know, it's like, I'm never going to get that same group of people back together again. And, you know, the writers and the artists and the actors and everything. In fact, unfortunately, a lot of the actors have actually already passed on since then. So it would be really hard to live up to, I think, to the people's, not just the show, but the people's memories of the show, which I think is even stronger. So it's like, I would be very, very reluctant to do that.
Is there any special scene or section that you really like about how it works now?
About what?
About how it looks now.
The weird thing is I haven't watched a lot of the episodes in a long time. So, like I said, when I was just showing them to my daughter, we did start with On Leather Wings, and I was happily surprised that On Leather Wings still looks really good overall. There wasn't, like, a specific scene, but just overall I thought it looked really good. And I won't pick on the ones that I thought didn't look so good, because it's like, I'll be crushing somebody's memory. But because every episode, I'm sure, is their favorite show. But it's weird because I really like the original animated series a lot, and I like the revamp episodes that we did when we changed all the character designs, but they're definitely different. It's like the original ones look really dark, and the atmosphere is thick. It feels like everything's like in a fog, kind of, whereas the revamp episodes are a little bit cleaner. They're a little bit, you know, a little bit more precise, but I like them both. I like them both about equally. So that wasn't your question. But.
When Harley was introduced,
yeah,
and I'm pretty sure you probably got this a lot, did you think she was going to blow up into the character she is now?
No, we had no idea. However, when we first saw the very first animated footage of her, just in raw animation form, without the soundtrack, or without the score and everything on it, we kind of thought that we were onto something. I mean, the minute we saw her animated and with Arlene's voice, it was just kind of like,
yeah,
there's something there. So, yeah.
Great. Has the series never had, like, a finale?
Well, you have to remember, back then, the show wasn't serialized at all. It was like every episode was a standalone. Unless a show was like a direct sequel to a previous episode, almost all of the episodes completely stood alone. So we never really gave it much thought. You know, we didn't really think about, oh, we need to come up with a series finale. It's like, we just didn't think of the show that way back then. Nowadays, all the shows are that way. You know, I mean, starting with Justice League, for me, it was like we really leaned into making the show, you know, serialized, and we went out of our way to, you know, come up with season finales and series finales. But on Batman, I don't even know what our last episode was. I don't know. You may be right, and that's a terrible way to leave the series.
All right,
so
cutting it off.
Okay,
thank you.
Well, thank you guys. Thanks.